Welcome. And this is the Erica Glessing Show. And you're going to see 8 minutes of inspiring conversation today. My guest is joining me from China. I'm so excited. It took us a few months to get the timing right because it's my early morning and it's her evening. She's a musical genius and she's so much fun. I've been on her show. Welcome, Elfie Jo. How are you?
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me. I'm good.
You know, I want to talk about music and I love to just jump right in. If someone has kind of gotten out of touch with music, like, you know, maybe they liked it when they were a kid and maybe they don't really treat themselves to it now, how can they like turn that back on? How can they get back into music?
Well, the easiest way is to kind of remember and look back at their youth, like which pieces did they enjoy really that back then, or maybe they played piano when they were younger. Maybe they can just go to YouTube and listen back to these pieces, like to reignite the feelings they had with them. Or maybe it's just like old songs on the radio that they heard when they were growing up. I would start there and start tapping back into that feeling of enthusiasm.
I got a wild hair yesterday and I recorded myself reading a poem.
Ooh.
And it was such an interesting experience because I think when we hear our own voices sometimes, we get so critical. I don't know about you. Not everyone can hear their voice and then like be joyful in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And for me, it's not my voice as much per se, but like when I play clarinet, because my main instrument is clarinet. So I play it and then, of course, my bones vibrate, my body vibrates. I hear it from inside my ear. The sound circles back to me. And then when I hear myself on a recording, I'm usually like, damn, I sound good.
You know, that's kind of, if I actually, when I hear you say that, when I read my book, Happiness Quotations, when I read the content of it, I look at it and I go, like, I wrote that? Like, it's so beautiful. Like, how did I write that? Like, do you know? Like, it's so much bigger than me. It's like I was in a altered state or something when I wrote it.
Yeah, I got that. I got that.
So tell me a little bit about the creative process. And, you know, some of my listeners are, I would guess that most of them are creative since like attracts like. So for all the listeners today, I honor the creative within you. How can we awaken our creativity and just have it be more active in our lives?
Yeah, for me, it's really easy. It's all through music because, yeah, I'm a musical being. I think in music, I feel in music, and sometimes I even talk in music, because you remember when you were on my show, like, I don't know how many times I just burst out singing songs that match the lines that I wanted to say, right? So, yeah, for creativity, I think what is most important is your joy of expressing yourself, and it doesn't matter if you paint or dance or write, just step into that pure joy of creation. That's where it's at.
I love it. Tell us a little bit more about you then. Tell us about your background.
I kind of want to go, hi, my name is Elfie Jo, and I I won't do that, don't worry. So I'm originally a professional musician. I even played in a symphony orchestra for a few years. And then I had my two beautiful, beautiful daughters. So I decided to take charge of my own time. So I got my own music school here in Guangzhou, China. And yeah, I teach there. I have my own radio show, which is called Musical Magic with Elfie Jo. And then I also teach online a lot. And when I'm not doing any of that, I am mostly singing, dancing, and enjoying being alive. At least I try to do that as much as possible. Yes. Of course, I'm still a human being, so I have crappy days as well. Right. Of course.
When you hear a song that really like moves you, like what kinds of things go into it, like making a song great? Like what goes into having a song that's just like, you know, from kind of blah to like, oh my gosh, like it knocks your socks off? What are some of the things? And I know greatness is subjective, but what do you see when something is just like, you know, so amazingly great?
Yeah, this is, I'll try to keep it short, because of course, there's already, like, in music, you have so many different genres to deal with, and some people like certain genres and some don't like others. But the true greatness comes when the performer is actually matching the energy of the song. Ooh, and also nice. The accompaniment and the layers that are written into the music, they all match each other. So it can just be a guitar with a voice, but if those vibrations match, then you have a very high chance of a great song.
Oh, I'm just gonna kind of be with that, because one of the things that I say, like when I look at art, if I go to a museum, I look for, and I like modern museums, but I look for that life force of a piece. It's I look for, and it is an integrity of the music to the singer, or the, right? Like how much someone loves their own book is something I've noticed has a big say in how well it will do. Like how much someone honors the beauty of their own book. And that would make sense if it was like fully resonant with their being, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's also the expression of your voice, especially for, you know, things that you hear. Like if I were to tell you, Erica, I love you. You would be like, okay, thanks, I guess. Okay, bye, I'm going to go now. You know, that is like, that is such a mismatch in energy that you're never, ever in a million years are going to believe me.
Wow. So it's like you listen for the resonance and the dissonance.
Yeah, and then of course in music, the beautiful thing is like some chords are dissonant on purpose, which creates the tension, but it's like the good tension, and then it always releases as well.
Wow. I could just talk about this with you all day, but I think I'd like to give you a chance to play a little something, so... what would you like to play impromptu for a minute or two?
Well, let me just grab my flute.
Yeah.
Okay, and put the mic a little bit back, otherwise it might be a bit loud. Okay, just a little something, right?
Sure.
Okay, let's see what wants to come through. I'm just going to improvise something. Actually a flute, so I just told you like I'm originally a clarinet player, but just as I speak seven languages, I also play several instruments, because
I think the flute always likes us.
It does. That was like, there was no question about which instrument to pick, because sometimes before I do my show I kind of like line them up and I'm like, right, who wants to be on the show tonight? They were like, me. But tonight it was very clear. It was the flute.
Thank you. That was so beautiful, Elfie Jo. And just share how we can reach you and find out more.
Well, you can go to my website, which is at www.elfiejo.com. So that's Elfie with a Y. Or you can join my Facebook group for my radio show, which is Musical Magic with Elfie Jo. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming. So wasn't that a great show? Elfie Jo is so much fun. Oh my goodness. Her energy and her magic. And something happened that was kind of interesting. I published a book last year called Dancing Dragon Magic by an author whose name is Susan Smith James. Susan and Elfie Jo have gotten together to create a 2-week journaling class where they're going to have an opportunity for you to journal with dragons for 15 days in a row. And they're going to give you a complimentary 30-page ebook. The classes are going to be on Facebook Live. I'm so excited to share this information. Two of just most wonderful people I've ever met in the whole world are getting together and providing a dancing dragon journaling class. You know, I can't think of anything that would kind of grow your creativity bigger than this. So to find out more, go to my website, theericaglessingshow.com, and I'll have all the information under Alfie Joe's show. I also did an interview with the author, Susan Smith James, earlier this year, so you can search for that as well. Have a most magical day. I'm so glad you came to the show.